And on the 53-man, we did bring up DHC, DeAndre Houston Carson. We did release Tanner Gentry. We do hope that he clears and see what happens after that. We lost a practice squad player, Diego Joseph, Baltimore signed to the 53, so good for him. And we added two practice squad guys, D lineman Purcell and O lineman. I'll call him DJ for now until I get his last name. But those were the roster moves. Open it up for any questions. Believe it or not, we're still looking at it. You know, there's different opinions, but we'll keep you posted when we find out more exact on the length or the time involved, and we'll let you know.
When else do they start to assess?
Just time of recovery, you know, severity of the injury.
Just a matchup, too, right? Kind of marquee, old school names in football. You know, what does it mean to, you know, the Pittsburgh?
Well, I think, you know, I've been involved in both of them. You know, I think, you know, both, you know, I don't know, I call them kind of Cadillac franchises. I mean, they kind of, you know, started the league. You know, people, you know, they weren't millionaires and billionaires that bought them. You know, they basically started from scratch. I think in those days, as Dan Rooney once told me, he said, believe it or not, we were giving these tickets away. That's... You know, it says a lot, and it says a lot about those organizations. And I'm very proud to have been involved with really three of those, counting this one.
John, how comfortable are you with your options
to have linebacker? Well, I mean, obviously you lose two guys that were, you know, probably in your top three, you know, albeit one right now in IR, the other one we're wait-and-see mode. But fortunately, we had some depth there. You never want to lose anybody, I think, but the whole league deals with that, and we'll do the same.
How's Josh sitting doing?
He's doing well. You know, I think we haven't tried to practice yet, so that'll come out a little bit later after we form up to practice.
Whenever Marcus Wheaton is able to return, what will having a guy with that type of speed do, not only for obviously his big playability, but helping everyone else?
Well, I mean, we're hopeful on all three of those guys. You know, we've been without, you know, three of these guys I'll mention in a second, the first 2 weeks, and that's Marcus Wheaton you mentioned, Kyle Long, as well as Prince Amakamura. So we're hopeful that we'll get all three of those guys back for Pittsburgh.
John, Wheaton's practice time has been limited for the entire year this time. What do you know about him as a wide receiver? Still kind of waiting to see.
Well, I mean, we got to see him in the off season, but you know, like I told you, he'll be hard to coax back to Bourbonnais next year. Just the experience he had both with his appendicitis as well as his fingers. So, you know, we're still waiting to see. He was out there last week, limited basis, but, you know, he does have good quickness, good speed. And, you know, he's been a productive receiver in the league. I think he had 40 and 50 catches 2 years prior to being injured. So, you know, we're excited to watch him. And, you know, he looked more involved last week, and I think he's got a pretty good grasp of what we're doing, which is obviously helpful.
With Kyle Long, was it the altitude, was it the time in the chair? Why didn't you want him on the trip?
Well, I just, you know, we put it in the medical people's hands. You know, my thing is always what's going to better serve them to get ready to play. You know, sometimes it's traveling. There is benefits to that, you know, especially with young players on the sideline watching, seeing the game. It looks different from that level. You know, obviously being with their teammates, you know, the preparation. You know, in his case, they felt it was better for him to stay.
What's reasonable to expect from him? He's been out for a long time and obviously...
Well, he, again, much like Marcus, you know, I think he practiced last week. This came up when we talked about bringing Purnell off a pup. You know, they determine that. They define where they're at, and we get to look at that in practice and then, you know, hopefully make the right decisions moving forward as far as playing in games.
But when he does come back, when he left, I mean, he was one of your best players, mm-hmm. considered one of the best in the league.
Right.
Can he return to that level for you?
I believe so. You know, I think he's probably better suited to answer that, but in my opinion, yes.
John, talking about Wheaton, as you guys still try to establish that vertical element to the passing game, without having established it, how do you see defenses adjusting to what else you can do without having seen that on tape?
Well, I think, you know, even with, you know, in the first two games, I mean, we've got guys that can run. You know, Deontay Thompson and Josh Bellamy both can run. You know, so You know, I think our coaches have done a good job of getting that, and how some of that underneath stuff's open is how they play. Now there's a lot of facets to that. I mean, you got to be able to run, be precise in your routes and catch. So, that's something we're still working on.
Antonio Brown has been a surgical route runner and got a reputation for being pretty agile around the sideline. What traits of his jump off at you when you watch him?
Well, I mean, I go back, Emmanuel was with them when we last played in 12 when I was with Denver, and then, of course, we kind of took him to Denver. Watched Antonio as a young player. They had Wallace at that time, last time we played. So they've always, with Mike trying to get speed, and he's got the combination of speed, quickness, and body control, which, for a receiver to go twist, move, to catch balls, is critical because the ball's not always perfectly thrown. We talked about taking the top off of defense or having the ability to run, which he does. The one thing Pittsburgh has done is, they've had continuity. You look at them, their line's all the same, all the receivers are the same, even with Matavius. I mean, he's been with them, he's just been suspended, but he's been on that team. They don't have any new players. They're all been there. So that's how, continuity is pretty big in, what I call the ultimate of team sports, and that's football.
What about Mike Glennon makes you think he'll bounce back from last week?
Well, just he's a competitor. I think, we all deal with adversity, and, sometimes, what's critical is how you respond. I mean, you're going to get hit. You're going to have bad days, and it's how you respond to that. And it won't be his first time, and I'm sure it's not going to be his last time. So we have confidence that he will. Look, you're in this long enough. Too much is made about everything. It's just what you sign up for, and it's just the way of the world, in the NFL.
Are you worried about that affecting players in the locker room?
No, like I said, they know what they're into. They're professionals. They sign up. We're all compensated pretty well for it, so it's everybody understands that part of it.
After the frustrations of last year and now off to this 0-2 start, do you sense any – you don't want to lose that, I guess, that energy of the start of a season in the locker room. Do you fear that at all?
No. I think, in this league, you're always two games away from disaster, whether you're 2-0 or 0-2, or 8-2. You do this long enough, you see it. You just got to show up every week and do your best to prepare and then do your best to execute. We've fallen short in the first 2 weeks, but, there's still a lot of football left. This is a marathon. It's not a sprint. So that's the way we'll approach it, and won't be any different this week than it was the first 2 weeks. All right, appreciate it. Thank you.